I was about 7 or 8 years old. We was in the back cooking out. I was so used to hearing gunfire and stuff, I didn't even assess the situation. Like, I think I was just numb to the whole thing at this point. It was just regular. So I'm chilling outside, and at this point, it was like one of those scenarios where everybody goes in to get something. So I'm still outside by myself in the backyard. I hear these two cars just going. I can hear them gassing it down the street, gassing it. And they shooting at each other. And I remember just sitting there staring. I don't even know why I was staring, but I just sat there and just looked at it. I just looking at them. They kept getting closer and closer and closer. They get to right in front of my house. And I just remember my grandma just pulling me off my feet straight into the house. Like, and that was just like something of the norm. Like, you know, people, New Year's, be shooting right next to your house. Shotgun, normal. Drive-by, normal. It's all normal. Police coming to look for somebody, guns out, normal. Gun pulled on me and my mom, normal. Like, don't assess it no more. Like, I don't go home like, man, I can't believe they did that to me. What was the most recent thing? I was downtown one day. I was waiting for my kid's mom to pick me up. And she's pulling up to the corner. I'm walking across the street, like, meet her halfway. And the police pull up. They say, oh, we heard shots in the area. But they're talking about, like, 3-4 blocks north. But we 3-4 blocks south. And you just seen us come from west going to east. It didn't make no sense. But, you know, they didn't even ask no questions. They got the car right away, start trying to search people. I wasn't letting them search me. But before, you know, I could say anything, speak on his behalf, or get him to say anything, they already trying to go, you know, pull up a shirt to see if there's a gun. And that's not, you know, that happens all the time. Somebody probably just drop out. Oh, it's been a shooting. You guys want to pull up your shirts for me? You know, it's illegal. It happens every day. It's just normal. Some people don't even question it. You just go along with it. Because you just don't want the interaction. When I was younger, can't really recall what age, maybe around 13, 12 or 13. My friend, he had it was his birthday. It was a party. And there's probably about 30 to 50 of us outside, you know, just hanging on the corner, doing what kids do. We must have got bored or something. He decides he wants to point his little laser gun at somebody. And, you know, it was funny. We did it to like 4 or 5 cars. The reactions was funny. Some people would swerve and do stuff. I know that sounds reckless, but that was what was tripping us out. But so then the cat in the pickup truck, he pulls up. He got a bigger one to point back, you know, and it's actually functional, you know. So, you know, everybody runs. So we go through a back cut that we always used to cut through, whatever we ran through. But this dude, he must have knew where we was going. We must have telegraphed it, I don't know. He pulls up on the other side of the block, and now he's chasing us down. So now at this point, it's like me and two other friends. And one of my homies kicks the door in on somebody's house. I apologize, whoever that was. I don't remember who you were, but. So we run in their basement, we just hid there, and dude never came in there. So that's just how we rolled that one out. Well, I don't think guns necessarily come down to people having vendettas or ill will. When you're in a situation where your money might be tight, you do things that you don't really rationalize if your money was good. But if they had that kind of money and that kind of income and resources, you wouldn't really feel pressed to do that. You'd feel like the risk is way bigger than the reward at that point. But until then, it's kind of going to be a cycle of this and that because people are going to try to get money however they can with desperation's there. They say most people don't even have $400 for an emergency. And $400 is really not a lot of money. Like, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than just gangs or just young people being bored. When you don't got nothing to do, especially nobody to supervise you, you're going to do whatever you want to do. I had no supervision. Not saying my mom wasn't doing her job, but she can't watch me at all times. So, right. You know. And even if you took guns away on the streets, like, even if you went away and said, oh, we're going to take away everybody's guns, somebody's going to have them. I seen a dude make a Mac-10 out of a nail gun with spare parts. And it's shot, automatic. So if you know how to make a gun, you can't really stop that. Putting revenue investing back into the communities, like, you know how they're talking about gentrification and everything like that. And part of that is they come back in, they take everything that's broken down, they strip it, they redo it, jack the price up, now you can't live there. But if people invest back into situations where now people got jobs that can afford to stay in these communities or even own something in these communities, you don't have to lose your culture in it or lose your identity. You know, it's deeper than that too.